This is the kitzur of the second sikha of Parshas Tzav in Chelik Chav Beis on page 21. The Rabbi begins with the mitzvah that it says in this week's parsha regarding the chavite kohen gadol that has to be brought on a daily basis, machtzisa ba'boker and machtzisa ba'erev. So there's a mishnah in Menachos that discusses what happens if meis kohen gadol. The kohen gadol passed away and leminu achatachtav, another kohen gadol was not appointed yet. So from whose funds is this karbon mincha going to be brought on that day? Rab Shimon says it's brought from the Tzibur, and Rab Yehuda says it's brought from the Yerushim of this Kohen Gadol. So the Gemara explains the Machlekes, that Rab Yehuda learns it out from the Pasuk where it says, Va'akoyen ha-Mashiach tachtov mibonov yasa isa, and you read that Pasuk as follows, Ha'akoyen ha-Mashiach, kama, kishemes, if he passed away, tachtov echad mibonov yasa isa, in his place one of his children bring the carbon. Rab Shimon learns it out from a different Pasuk where it says, Chukas Olam, and that's telling us, Mishel Olam, that you bring it from the Olam, which means from the Tzibur, if the Kohen Gadol passed away. So from the language of this Mishnah, it's understood that this Karban Minchas Chavitin that's brought when the Kohen Gadol passes away is not a new obligation, because he passed away already. Rather, it's that same obligation of Karban Minchas that this Kohen Gadol had to bring, and that the Gemara now is discussing, who is it that brings it in his place? So if so, we can say that to explain this Machlokes, we have to understand how to define this Karban Minchas Chavitin that the Kohen Gadol himself brings, and that's the basis of the Machlokes, who brings it if he passes away. So if we look at the reasons for bringing this Karban Minchas Chavitin on a daily basis by the Kohen Gadol, so it can be explained that this is a Karban Yochid, it's his individual Karban, or it's a Karban which is somewhat similar to a Karban Tzibur. Based on what the Chinuch says, that the reason why the Kohen Gadol is bringing this carbon every day is because he is the shliach between Yidden and Avim Sheba Shemayim. So just like you bring a carbon tamid every day for the sake of Yidden, so to you, the Kohen, which is the shliach, to bring all the karbonis, he brings the Kohen Gadol representing Klal Yisrael as well. And that's the carbon mincha. So from this, it's pretty clear that the carbon minchas chavitin of the Kohen Gadol is a carbon similar to a carbon tzibur. However, from other places, it's clear, and from the Abar Benel, that brings various reasons. One of the reasons he brings is because the Kohen Gadol should come into the Beis HaMikdash with a carbon mincha, which is usually the carbon of the poor man. He should come in with humility. And he gives other reasons as well. So it's clear that this carbon minchas chavitin of the Kohen Gadol is a carbon yachid. It's his individual carbon. So based on this, we can understand, if the Kohen Gadol passes away, if it's a carbon tzibur, so then who brings it, from whose funds do we bring the carbon? From the Tzibur. But if it's a carbon yachid, so then from whose funds do we bring the carbon after the Kohen Gadol passes away? From his Yerushim, because they're representing him as a yachid. This is also the explanation for the Rambam's Lashon, that Paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, and the Rambam says, Mevi'im ha-Yerushim Yisorin Shalem Avur Kaparose. The Rambam adds the two words, Avur Kaparose, it's being brought for the Kapara of the Kohen Gadol. Why does the Rambam add that? The reason is because there's a certain chiddush here in what Rabbi Yehuda says. In the pasuk it says, Mibonov, which would sound like that maybe only Bonim Zecharin of this Kohen Gadol would bring the carbon in his place. But however, the Lashon of Yerushim means that any Yerush, including Bonis, daughters, would also have to bring the carbon in his place. And that's what the Rambam is coming to explain. Where did Rabbi Yehuda take this from? And the pshat of here is, if the children that are bringing the carbon in the place of their father, there was something about them that they now have a relation to this carbon, so maybe that's only by a son, which could potentially be a Kohen Gadol, or is even a Kohen in the Beis HaMikdash, but it doesn't have any shaykhis to a daughter that can't serve in the Beis HaMikdash. But because the Rambam now adds and explains, it's avur kaparasai, it's not nothing to do with the children itself that are bringing it, it's just simply representing the father. It's his kapara. So therefore, any Yairish, which is a representative of the Mayrish of the father, brings the carbon in his place. That's a pshat in the Rambam that paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. Now, based on all of this, we could explain also a few Rashis in this week's Parsha on this subject that are difficult to understand. The first Rashi to address here is when Rashi explains the words V'akoyen ha-Mashiach tachtav mibonav yasa isa. Rashi brings the words tachtav mibonav, and all he says is he just switches the order. Mibonav ha-Mashiach mibonav tachtav. Why is Rashi switching the words? Then, when it says in the Pasuk kolil toktor, so Rashi explains what it means. Einik metzes liyashireh ne'acholin. The kemitza that was scooped from this mincha is not removed and then the rest could be eaten, elakulakol. The rest is also burnt in the mizbeach. So the question is, when Rashi changes the order of the pasuk, tachtav mibonav to mibonav tachtav, what's Rashi explaining with that? And when Rashi explains that kolol tia kol toktar means that has to all be burnt on the Mizbeach, that's something that's self-understood. Kol means all burnt on the Mizbeach. Rashi earlier quotes the concept of kol without any additional explanation. Furthermore, there's another pasuk later here where it says v'chol michas koyin kolul tia loisa achol, and here Rashi again stops to explain what is kolul tia loisa achol. Says Rashi, kula shava legavoya. It's all together equally brought on high on the mizbeach. So it's very difficult to understand. Why is Rashi here the third time he quotes this concept, explaining it as if this is something new that we never heard of before? So the explanation here is as follows. Based on what we learned before, we can say that there's a difference between the carbon michas chavitin of the Kohen Gadol and this carbon michas chavitin, which was also brought by a Kohen Hedyot on the date that he was inaugurated. And Rashi takes this difference from the difference in the language of the Pasuk. By the Kohen Gadol it says kolol toktor. By the Kohen Hedyot it says the term kolol tia. And the difference is as follows. Every mincha always had a kmitza, and the rest was eaten by the Kohenim. So here, kolol toktor, Rashi says, what the Pasuk is saying is that the chiddush regarding this mincha of the Kohen Gadol is that the kmitza is the same like every carbon. But the chiddush is in the toktor, that both the kmitza and the shirayim is all burnt on the mizbeach. That's regarding the mincha of the Kohen Gadol. But when it comes to the mincha of the Kohen Hedyot that's brought on the day of his chinuch, over there it says kolol tia. The word tia means behaviyasa as is, meaning there is no kmitza. The chiddush is not only that it's all burnt, but there's no kmitza at all. It's just all burnt on the mizbeach, like the carbon mincha of a Kohen. This is the distinction between a carbon mincha of a Yisrael and a Kohen. The mincha of a Yisrael, there's the shirayim that are eaten, but by a carbon mincha of a Kohen, it's all burnt on the mizbeach. So the explanation of the difference between the Milchas Chavitin of the Kohen Gadol and the Milchas Chavitin of the Kohen Hedyot is, the Milchas Chavitin of the Kohen Gadol is a carbon tzibur. And the reason Rashi understands it this way in Pshutu Shel Mikra is because this is a mincha that's brought on a daily basis. We don't find the concept of tamid unless by a carbon tzibur, like the carbon tamid that's brought on a daily basis. And therefore, it's representing Klal Yisrael, and the halacha by all carbon minchas of a Yisrael is that there has to be kmitza. So therefore here as well, there was kmitza in this carbon. Elamai, since it's the Kohen, which is the one, the Kohen Gadol, which is the one that actually brings it on the Mizbeach from his funds, so it also has a din of the Kohen, which is that the Shirayim are also burnt on the Mizbeach. However, when you get to the carbon of the Micha, of the Chavitin, of the Kohen Hedyot, that has the halacha of his carbon Yochid, which is fully and totally burnt together on the Mizbeach without any kmitza at all. That's Rashi's pshat in this Indian. With this, we could also understand what Rashi is switching in the words of the pasuk, Hakayin Hamashiach Tachtov Mibonov, and Rashi says Hamashiach Mibonov Tachtov. All Rashi is coming to clarify over here is not to learn like Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Rabbi Yehuda says that you have to read the pasuk with a comma, Hakayin Hamashiach comma, and then Tachtov Mibonov Yasa Isa, which is Rabbi Yehuda's opinion that the Kohen, the Michas Chavitin of the Kohen Gadol, is a carbon yochid, and therefore his children bring the carbon for him. So the way the pasuk is written, tachtov mibanov, there's room to say that the Torah is writing it in this eifin to teach us also this halacha that when the Kohen Gadol passes away, his children bring the carbon. However, Rashi says it's as if the pasuk writes Hakayin Hamashiach mibanov tachtov. If you put the word mibanov before the word tachtov, it's clear that Hamashiach mibanov has to go together. There can't be a comma there, and that's what Rashi is telling you, that the only way to understand the pasuk is that it's saying that the Kohen Gadol himself brings the carbon. In the case when the Kohen Gadol passes away, in Rashi's opinion, this carbon mincha of the Kohen Gadol is a carbon tzibur, and therefore it comes from the tzibur, not from mibanov, not from the children. That's what Rashi is clarifying here. We can now explain also another thing that it says in the Gemara regarding this, that it says in the Pasuk Chukas Olam, and Rav Shimon learned from there that it's brought Mishal Olam from the Tzibur. And the Gemara explains that Rav Yehuda learns from that Pasuk something else. Rav Yehuda learns from there that Chukah Lo Olam Tehei, that this halacha of the Kohen Gadol bringing the carbon, Michas Chavitin, is not only for the generation of Aaron, but also for all future generations. That's what the Pasuk here is calling to clarify, as Taisus explains. And then Taisus says, according to Rab Shimon, you don't need any Pasuk for this. It's self-understood that if Aaron has to bring it every day, all Kohenim and Gedolim in the future also do. What is the basis of their argument, whether this has to be clarified or not? So the explanation is very simple. If we say that the gather of this carbon chavitin is a carbon tzibur, the Gemara says regarding a tzibur, loy meis. A tzibur, even if an individual dies, but the tzibur, The congregation is always alive, is always in existence. And therefore, if there's an obligation to bring the carbon, the Kohen Gadol, this carbon chavitim every day as the carbon tzibur, it's obvious that this continues in all future generations since the tzibur is still here, still alive. So there's no reason for a source to say that after Aaron HaKohen, future Kohen and Gadol have to bring it every day. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, as explained, his opinion is that it's a carbon yachid, so therefore the fact that a carbon yachid brings the carbon every single day, that's a chiddush. We never find any other halacha of a carbon yachid that's brought on a constant basis, on a daily basis. Now based on this, we could say even furthermore that according to Rabbi Yehuda, that the carbon is brought every day, even though it's a carbon yachid, is taka a big chiddush, and it's different than according to Rabbi Shimon. According to Rabbi Shimon, just like all karbonis tzibur, the fact that there's a chiyuv on the tzibur to bring a carbon tamid, it's not a new obligation every day. It's one chiyuv which is then nimshach and fulfilled on a daily basis. Like the tzibur that exists and is nimshach forever. And the same with the chavita kohen gadol. It's one chiyuv that the kohen gadol then fulfills and brings every day. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's a big chiddush here. Because it's a carbon yachid, the carbon yachid, there's no such a thing as a chiyuv, one chiyuv that continues every day. Rather, it's a new chiyuv to bring this carbon yachid, this chavite kohen gadol, on a daily basis. And this we see also very strongly in the words of the Torah's Kainim, where it brings zeh carbon arim b'yemi moshe chayse minche tamid. And from the Torah's Kainim, you understand when it says on one hand b'yoyim hi moshe chayse, only on the day that he's anointed, then it says minche tamid. The Torah's Kainim addresses this contradiction here in the Pasik. And from the words of the Torah's Kainim, where it concludes and says, B'yayim himashach mevi asiris seifa ad oilam, what it's saying is as follows, that the chiddush of this carbon yachid, the chavitin that the Kohen Gadol brings every day, is that the status of the day of his inauguration continues constantly. Every single day, it's as if this is the day that he was anointed and inaugurated to be as a Kohen Gadol. And that's why, even though it's a carbon yachid, it's brought every day. Every day, it's like a new carbon chinuch to be mechanechem terei, to be the carbon, to be the Kohen Gadol. And therefore, every single day, not until he brings the carbon mincha, chavitin, should he do the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, at least lechatchila. He must first bring the carbon, because it's through this that today he's being inaugurated from new as a Kohen Gadol. That's a chiddush here, according to this opinion, that it's a carbon yachid. And we see this also in the Alter Rebbe in Torah, in Lekutei Torah, in this week's parsha, where the Alter Rebbe explains that the Pasuk says, Biyoyim, and not Miyoyim Yimashach, because it's saying that every single day, constantly, when the Kohen Gadol brings the carbon chavitin, every day the same gilui that there is on the first day that he was anointed to be the Kohen Gadol is Nimshach every single day. So we see here very clearly how the Pshat that Alter Rebbe says, Apichsidis, fits with what it is, Apinigle, according to the Titus Kainim, that it's B'yoyim every day, is B'yoyim Himashach Eisai.